Now we have over here and yesterday's Gemara before we start the next week's Gemara. We have over here two members of Rav Yehuda Merab. One member is the guy who finds his own chametz on Pesach. He has to be careful of the kli. And the second member is a member of a guy who has chametz of a guy. That's in his house, like we do. We sell to a guy. You have to make a lechitza of your al zeker. So it's good. The Gemara, in a superficial look, you'll agree with me, looks like some sort of one of the great work. I don't know what to do, we spoke about yesterday. Achitza, you, I care. There's a huge nikud over here behind the scenes over here going on over here, which I want to explain. Yesterday we said there were two diukim over here, which atzayik adashamayim. One diuk is that the Yudah Rav has two members. Only in the second member does he say Mishum Hekeru. Second member is a guy that's coming to a guy in his house. Pashtus is not chayv on it by Rav Motzi. He put up a mechitza of Yud. Says Rav Yudah Rav Mishum Hekeru. What's Mishum Hekeru? It means as Rashi because he might come to eat it. It's strange. So why did he say Mishum Hekeru in the first Yudah Rav? Why is Kaifa Lovaski also Mishum Hekeru? I don't remember that Shane yet. I don't have a problem on it.
Not sure if
you've read this. It's a double that's so you got the what's Shanda? Why does he say Mishum Hekeru in the second one and the first? Rashi, both of them say Shemi Avalachon. The second diak we have is that something very strange. In the second member, we spoke about the Chomes of Shagoi, Rav Yudah Merab himself spoke out that Hegdish not. Hegdish doesn't have the problem. But be dealer in it. In the first member, Rav Yudah Merab didn't speak about it. And Rav ate it on and spoke about it. Baita Omet Nabo Med Hashem. That was a riddle. What's the shot of that? The two members of Rav Yehuda, they're saying two different deer. One is what you do on Yontif, one is you do in general. And then in the second place, in the first place, Rav spoke out, not Hegdish. Why did Yehuda Rav not speak out Hegdish? Why did he leave it to Rav? The second one, he didn't leave it to Rav, and the second one, he spoke it out. But don't remember that shame. It's interesting, by the way. It's very interesting. That in the Rambam, when he brings these two dinim, he follows in the footsteps of the Gemara. It's a very interesting Rambam. The Rambam in the Rambam when he brings the din of Kfiyas Kli, the first din of Kfiyas Kli, the Rambam doesn't say the reason. The Mabel de Gazaf. The Rambam in the first din of Kfiyas Kli, he doesn't say the reason. He doesn't see Shum Hekar, he doesn't see come to eat it. He just says the din. You find Chomash made the Kfiyas Kli. In the second din, of the Rambam, we bring the second din of Perek Dalet Halacha Beis. In Perek Dalet Halacha Beis, the Rambam brings the reason is Shemei Avolach. We bring the din of Mechitza of Yud. Brings the din that when you have Chometz of a Goy, you have to put a Mechitza of Yud. The Rambam says Shemei Avolach. You hear the Rambam says Shemei Avolach. Why is Rambam over here saying Shemei Avolach over here not? I don't worry about that. There's no question about it. The Rambam is following the footsteps of the Gemara. The Yudah Merab only said Mishum Hekeru in the second din of Mechitza, not in the first din of Mechitza. That's not for Poshet. That the Shinui in the Rambam, that in the first din of Kerfel was a Kli, he doesn't say a reason, and the second one he does. That's a carbon copy of the Yudah Merab. That in the first din didn't say, and the second din he did say. That alone is Tov Amir Dao Sheini. What happened? So it's very interesting. If you look at the sheets that I brought you today, there's a fascinating Rambam. There's a fascinating Ramah. Ramah says in Simin Tov Mems of Cotton Bays, Ramah says, a very interesting dinner, we'll begin a whole journey. I don't know if everything I'm going to say, all the Rishonim held of or hold of, but I'm going to show you a mocker from one of the Kadmoini Rishonim to a Homa Pecha in the Sugi over here, which is Mefurish Mamish, it's not even the Yukim. Of a state up in the most important lumdas we said the whole time, things that we're talking about. But here it's black and white in front of us in a very unusual way, as I'll explain. If you look at the Ramah, I put you on the top of the page over here in Simon Tov Mem Siv Beis, the Ramah says like this. A Yehudi Shenia Chometz of Beis Yisrael, B'lei Rishusai. A guy left Chometz in your house. It's Yontif. Okay, it's Yontif. And a guy left Chometz in your house. Get up in the morning, and you find that a guy dropped a box of cake in your house. Kaifa olive kli, vivosh simin tof olive. You put a kli on it. So the first question is that Not the first question. The Iker question is, what's the Chiddush? How it is the Eilam, by the way, a guy who left chametz in your house. You left house? Very, very interesting stuff. A guy left chametz in your house. If I would ask you, what do you do? You get up one morning, it's Yantuf in the morning, and you find that the Amazon guy threw a box of crackers through your door. And you find chametz there. Where is your chametz? But I mean, not your crackers. Mistake. Somebody else's crackers. So if I would ask you, Moran of Rabbanan, Rabbi say, well, what do I do? What do you say? I can't do total, I can't burn it. Have yesterday's raid. What do you do with it, by the way? Would anybody in the right mind have it said you don't do kafal of a zakli? What do you do with kafal of a zakli? You understand? You're going to leave the box of crackers there in front of you on Yantif? Of course you do kafal of a zakli. Why not? But what's the shadow of all? It's Yantif. It's on Yantif, and there's nothing I can do. I can't build a wall. I can't do a mechitza. I have in front of me a bag of chametz, a bag of pretzels. So what of course you do kafal of a zakli. It's very interesting. Mishra Berurah Bava runs it. I printed Yantif Mishra Berurah. Mishra Berurah said something very strange, which I don't understand, and we're going to say not like him. Mishra Berurah says, Ashmeinan, Mishra Berurah is bothered by it. Look at Mishra Berurah's Kohen Yudalit. Ashmeinan, what's the chiddush, the gamba, akma sheniach, bali rishusay klal, kain dina kumo bachemtze, chomo shalnach, mishayif kitach azyadit, the kredin yantif zach vachitza, and akoponim on yantif, you do a kriyas kli. It's very strange, Mishra Berurah, very strange, Mishra Berurah. I don't know what he means. Mishra Berurah says that the chiddush is, Mishra Berurah is bothered, Ashmeinan, what's the chiddush? And I said, what's kredin yantif zach vachitza? He says, because the great put it there without your rishos. And therefore what? So I would think you don't have to put a kli on it. Why not? Oh yeah, why not? What? If kli fell, I know what you're talking about. They're talking about Shem Yehav Alach Lai. I'm talking about Shem Yehav Alach Lai. But say, the kli fell is a kli which is about Batash Shem Yehav Alach Lai. Why should it make a difference whether it's Roshos or not? We said, Mukirat just means that it's by you, by the way. Better Agav. It means if it's by you, you have to put up a wall if you want to leave it there by you. But I'm talking about the din of kafal of a zakli. Why should it make a difference, by the way? I don't know. Mishra Berurah says it's a chiddush. I don't know what it means. But what's critical for us is, and what changes the pshat in the sugya, is something else completely. This din of the Ramah, I'm going to show you a zakh which is hard to believe. Okay? This din of the Ramah is a rivash. You saw the Ramah brings it down from the rivash Shimon Tov Aleph. So if we want to understand really what the pshat and the chiddush of the Ramah is, we'll go back to the source of the Rivash itself, and the Rivash says something which on one hand is startling, on the other hand it's illuminating in how we learned Psachim and how we learned our sugya. Look inside the Rivash. I printed it out for you. Tshuva Tavalev. Imken. In Matzoi Bebeisoi Beshabbos or Beyantov Sheinichoi Kusi Bechatzer Yerushalayim Yedas Yisrael. Koy for all of us, Akli. By the way, I believe that when he says Shalom Yidas Yisrael, there's Baal Batash. You mean to say how the chametz get there? On Yom Tov, you told the guy to bring in chametz. That's what he means, by the way. But he means Shalom Yidas. We're going to see in a minute that the Mishra Berurah made a whole trask about the Shalom Yidas. Okay? He doesn't make a trask. He says a different trask completely. He says not like the Mishra Berurah. It's Pell. The Mishra Berurah brings down what Tashminin is when the Rivash is going to say Alom Deshabshat what the Chiddush is. The Pshat of Shalom Yidas is how did I get to my house on Yom Tov? But I invited the guy to bring in chametz. The Pshat is a great drop chametz on Yantav, and I find myself Yantav in the morning with chametz over there. Let's learn the Rivash inside it. Rivash from the Gedel Rishonim. In Matzu chametz v'beis, in Matzu v'beis v'Shabbos of Yantav sheniach kusi v'chaser shalom yidas yisro. You find yourself, you get up in the morning on Shabbos Yantav, you find yourself that this chametz there. What do you do? Kaifal ala sekli. Kamoi b'chemtze shaloi. Da'iku l'mechesh dimu al si l'mechemine. Yehar minu v'gumara. Look at this. Kamei moitzi chametz v'yantav, kaifal ala sekli. Him shall hekdishu and it's orach. Rava said that hekdish you don't have to be kaifal zekli. Shum debdili inchi mine. Kul ashata, vol also lemech mine. Says the Rivash Adir. Ktaima in Rava state, shum debdili inchi mine. Vala avachi kaifal of a zekli. Vala pisha ina oa vay Rava matze. I got me not over by Rava matze on chomets of hekdish. Kavasi b'chomets shayna Yehudi, I pisha ina oa vay Rava matze. Kivin zol bdili inchi mine kaifal of a zekli. Obviously, you see, as our Rivash, you can faint. And this Rivash is a game changer in everything we spoke about the whole time. What does Rivash say? Rivash says that if I have Goyish HaChametz in my house, if I have Goyish HaChametz in my house in Yom Tov, I can't do anything. I can't do Total, I can't do Strife, I can't do yesterday. I can't build up Mechitza Yom Tov. What do I do? What do I do? Zak the Rivash, you put it clear. Zak Rivash, why would I think not? Says Rivash Azach, which is stranger than strange. Says the Rivash that, because you're not everybody Rav Amati on it. We're talking about Chometz of a greater than Tekach Vayeslan. If not everybody Rav Amati, why should I put the Kofel over the Kli? Slowly. Yeah, man, I said, no, we'll stop it. The Rivash has been first. Rivash has just read, I just read the Rivash. Rivash says, why would I think you don't do Kofel over the Kli? Because I'm not everybody Rav Amati on it. Here at the Meisler. I'm not everybody Rav Amati on it. So to Rivash, new taka. How do you know you do Kofel over the Kli? Have a Raya. What's my Raya? Right, it is because Rava got up and said that what? That Hegdish, you don't have to do Kofel Lava Zakli. Why not? Tavos Nish. Because Bidilimine. Why does Rava have to come on to Bidilimine? Let Rava say, you don't have to do Kofel Lava Zakli on Hegdish. Why? Because you're not everybody. Rava wants on Hegdish, right? Shemnach Yishakavaya. Elamites Araya. That what? That even things that you're not everybody, Rava wants. You have to do Kofel Lava Zakli. Just by Hegdish is Bidilimine. From there, the Rivash brought a raya that you have to do kofel of sakli, even on something that you're not everybody Rav Motzei. From the fact that Rav apologized, and Rav said that the reason why you don't do, the reason why by hektish you don't need to do kofel of sakli is because b'dilmi nesha there's no shami yavalach. Why? The male of Yavalach, there's no shami yavalach by hektish. And Rav said that, so it's a raya that if not for the b'dilmi nesha, you would do kofel of sakli on hektish because of shami yavalach, even though you're not everybody Rav Motzei. From there, the Rivash brought a raya to the Yisoid that even though there's nobody Rav Motzei, still, you go ahead and you do careful of Zakli because of Shema Yom HaLachla, and that's derived from Rav. Padrom Neroim. So first of all, the Rivash had a serious habamina that I wake up Shabbos in the morning and I find Chometz of a Goy in my house. I don't have to do careful of Zakli. I don't have to do careful of Zakli. Why not? You're not everybody who wants it. Atke Dekach. That was his pashtus. He went ahead and brought a raya, the Hod. The Rivash is a Rishon. I have a raya from a Gemara. Rav said a whole Pachkarai, that Hektish, if not for the Medidlin, you'd have to do it. We have to come on to Bdimi, not everybody Rav Motzei on Hektish. Hektish Chometz is not yours. The answer is, it's some Shabbat Yavalachlai. Just by Hektish, it's B'dilvinei. It's like, yeah, we say this, it's the Chometz of a Goy, which is not B'dilvinei. You have to do careful of Zakli, and that's the din that the Ramah quoted in Zimin Tov Mem, Sif Beis, to tell us that you still have to do careful of Zakli. So the obvious question is, that it's a Pella. It's not like the Poshim Shat in the Gemara. If I would have called you in this morning, I would ask you, my Rabbi say, why when a guy finds Chometz of Pesach? We're talking about like most Rishonim, you did Bittul already, okay? The most Rishonim, you did Bittul already. So why do you careful of Zakli? You did Bittul, not everybody Rav Motzei. You can't do anything else. You can't do Tiltot Moksa. You can't burn it because it's Malacha. We do Semitach. We don't Semitach. It's Moksa. So if you ask me, so why do you careful of Zakli? So Rashi says, because Shem Yavach, you might come to eat it, correct? So why would I think that a Goy Shechometz is different? Because you're not everybody Rav Motzei. The Reto Vegan Bai Ramotze. Who's talking about Bai Ramotze over here? Who's talking about Bai Ramotze over here? Somebody's talking about Bai Ramotze over here. We're talking about the Kofel of Zakli. We're in an emergency situation. It's Yom Tov. A piece of seven layer cake sitting in front of me on the dining room table over there. What do? There's a Danish there. You have to do Kofel of Zakli. Cover it over. Shteta. This is the biggest riot to the story that we spoke about the first day of this man. That there are two dinim in Shemi Yavalach. There's one din, which is the mission of Orlav, also by Zikin HaSachametz, that Chazal made a takana, that even though Midarais and Bittu Be'al Masagile, the Rabbani came along and said, you have to do Bittikas Chametz, which we're going to call now, for the purpose of today's discussion, we're going to call it the mitzvah of Bir Chametz Midarabbanon. Rabbanon said, Dubika and Bir. Not enough to rely on the Bayer Al-Motze. That din, we brought many rayas to it. Is that it's not an independent chashash for Shami Yavalachle. Shami Yavalachle alone is not enough to go ahead, at least we brought in Rashi and Marshal, is not enough to go make a takana of B'dikas Chavah or Bir Chometz. Together of the takana of the Rabbon on the Bir Chometz followed the track of Bayro by Motze. Meaning, we saw in the Rabbeinu David, we saw in the Marshal, the Yisrael of the Baal Tanya, the Shulchan Aruch Harav. We saw that the gather of the takana of the Rabbanon, of Bir Chometz Rabbanon was, it's as if you didn't do Vittel. This is the way to take care of Bayer Matzah. That's the gather of the takana. You ask me why they made a takana? Could be four types of reasons. Maybe the guy will make the Vittel, but they've Shalom said around a whole array of reasons. But what was the gather of the takana? The gather of the takana was that Midarice will be, it's true, it's enough to go do Vittel. And the Rabbanon said, no, don't rely on the Vittel. Don't take care of Bayer Matzah with a Vittel. Take care of Bayer Matzah with a beer. Why? Why did they say take the extra precaution? Because A, B, and C, D. But what did they say? They went ahead and said that the correct way of taking care of Bayer Rav Motzei is a din of beer. So the takana of beer was for Bayer Rav. Midirabbanon said the lashon of the Shulchan Aruch Harav is as if you didn't do bittul. Midirabbanon is as if you didn't do bittul. Memela. I'm going to start up very, very slowly. member of Rav Yehuda Marav. Rav Yehuda Marav said, guys, first off, I'm going to build the whole sugya now, the visa. And this is a vada and a vada. That is how the Rav Yehuda learned. That's what the Rav Yehuda is saying. The first member of Rav Yehuda Marav was that a guy finds chemtzah, he finds his chametz in the house. Right, what's the lashon of Rav Yehuda Marav exactly? Rav Yehuda Marav's lashon is the first member, okay? In the first member of Yudha Rav, Rav Yudha Rav says, Amr Yudha Rav, Hamoitzi Chomets Bebeisa Beyom Tov Krefilosikli. He doesn't say Bisham Hacker. He doesn't say Bisham Hacker. Because Rav Yudha Rav is talking about your own Chomets, I'll say it very, very clearly. You know he doesn't say Bisham Hacker? Because Rav Yudha Rav is talking about the baseline din of Bir Midrabanan. The baseline din of Bir Midrabanan says, that the Rabbanan said the chometz needs beer. Why? It's not important why. But we're talking about the gedra takana. It could be because of Shem Yavol, it could be for other reasons. There's a takana that says that the reason why the Chazal made a takana the Rabbanan, that bittel's not enough, you have to do beer. I'll say it clearer. There's a takana the Rabbanan that to take care of Ba'al Yirah, mid the Rabbanan, it's not enough to do beer, you have to do beer. So he doesn't say Bishum Hecker. Because it's not because of Shem Yavol. Rabbi Yehuda Marav's memory itself was not because of Shem Yavol Achle. He doesn't say Bisham Hacker. So why do you do Kerfel Alav as a Kli? The reason why you do Kerfel Alav as a Kli is because since there's a Chi of Bir Midrabanan, you can't do Tiltel, we said yesterday, you can't burn it. So what do? At least Kerfel Alav as a Kli. By the way, what does Kerfel Alav as a Kli do? Kerfel Alav as a Kli does is that it's the beginning of the process of Bir. I was miyachidit, I was mitzai, I said this thing is a candidate for beer. We're not just leaving it over, we're going to put our thing on it, and we're going to do whatever we can. I can't do metal, I can't do zefra, but I have to do something, epis to get rid of it. How did I get rid of it? I covered it over. That's the first step. That's the first step in the... That's the first step in the process of beer. That's the first step. The first step is, the lashon of the Rambam is over here, when he brings it down, the lashon of the Rambam is Rashi says, it's the beginning of the process of beer. It's the beginning of the process of beer. I'm beginning the process of beer. I'm mitzayin it. I'm making a simin that this is thing. It's not clear, by the way, 100% whether even kofa lovas a kli will exactly stop you from eating, at least in the world of the rivash. But Akoponim, the Rivosh learned the member of Rav Yehuda Marav, at least the Rivosh, he learned the member of Yehuda Marav, Kishmoy Kain Hu. Omer Rav Yehuda Marav, you find Chometz on Pesach, you can't burn it, you can't do this, you can't do that, at least do careful of us a Kli. He doesn't say why. He doesn't have to say why. You have your Chometz. So do the tiny bit that you could do. You didn't do your Chometz when you put a Kli on it, but you began the process. You said that this thing is it needs to be what it called. At night, I'll burn it. That's Aleph. Din number two is talking about chametz. It's not mine. Din number two is talking about chametz. It's not mine. Din number two is talking about chametz. It's not mine. Is grab the chametz of a guy in my house? Let's say because I sold my whiskey to a guy. Over there, that chametz, I'll say it bluntly, since it's not my chametz, doesn't have a din beer chametz. It's not mine. I don't have a kibir chametz on it. I don't have all of also boys girls chametz. It's not my chametz. What's this? Mazeh. This is a new gzeira b'shum hacker. This is a prost Hashem yavalacha. This is not because of the original din of bir chametz of all of also boys girls chametz that Chazal came along and said that you can't rely on the bittel for the bayra. You need to do bir. It's not my chametz. I don't have a kibir on it. It's not my chametz. I don't have bayra. If I don't have bayra, then I don't have bir. No, there's a new din. There's a secondary din called Mishum Hecker, by the way. And that's why in the second membra, he said Mishum Hecker. That's why in the second membra, he said Mishum Hecker. Because there's Mishum Hecker. The first one's not Mishum Hecker. The first one is Gzeb Chibra Chometz. It's your Chometz. The second din, he said Mishum Hecker. Because the second din is Al Shabi Yavol Achle. It's not your Chometz. I don't have a Chibra Chometz. It's Taka Mishum Hecker. The reason why you have to do a Mechitz is only because of Shabi Yavol Achle. Taka, no reason. Now we'll go slowly. If he's there, I want to say Dabba Nifl. If he said it's a Dover Poshit, going step by step, why Rabbi Yehuda Marav only said a chilik between Hekdish in the second member, not in the first member? I'll explain. He said Dover Nifla, La Mita Shal Torah, and then all this the Rivosh says. The second memra was not a chiyuv bir chometz midrabanan, because it's not my chometz. It's a goy's chometz. I'm not over on it. So why am I chayiv to go ahead and put up a wall? Als hecker. Hecker is what I call second level shemi yovel achmi. I'm afraid you're going to eat it. So you're afraid you're going to eat it? You're afraid you're going to eat it? No. Why not hekdish? The chashda that the guy's going to take a bite out of the simple day cake is just as much if it's a great hekdish. If we're talking about the low level plus the din of shemi yovel achmi, why not hekdish? You can do a rabbi speaks out. Separate from it. But in the first member of Yudam Rav, what I'm saying is Emes Lamitel of Yudam Rivosh, Yudam Rav has no reason to speak out Hegdish not. Because Yudam Rav's din was not because of Hegdish. Yudam Rav's din was the regular din of Bir Chametz, which is a Teilada, which is a Sif Cotton, in the din of Bayer Rabbi Matze, like we learned all along in Rashi. So it's Nifla Ma'oid. There's no tzad in the world that on Hegdish you have to put a Kli on it. There's no chibur b'dikas chametz uchal. Amr Yudah Rav, koyf alav as a kli. Why? He doesn't say why. He doesn't have to say why. Because you have a chibur b'yur chametz. And that has nothing to do with Shemi Yovel Achlei. It's a reason because of Ba'i Rabbi Matzei. That's the regular derivative of the Rabbon. We'll call it the Rabbonin Dika way of taking care of Ba'i Rabbi Matzei. If that's the Rabbonin Dika way of taking care of Ba'i Rabbi Matzei, so of course it doesn't apply to Hekdish. If Yudah Rav has to say the Hekdish is different, in a million years I wouldn't think that Hekdish is different. The Kaifal of a Kli has nothing to do with Shami of Lachal. The Kaifal of a Kli is because you're doing the beginning of the process of beer. Beer only applies to my chometz. I'm not chai for Goy's chometz, I'm not chai for Hekdish's chometz. That's why the two Shinuyim on Ifloid. In din number one, Rav Yudah Rav himself never said the reason because of Hekker. It's not because of Hekker. It's because you have a Chiyuv Durabon to get rid of chometz. And therefore, if you bought it, the Chiyuv Durabon to get rid of chometz, he has no need to speak out that Hekdish is not. In a million years, I would never need Hekdish. That's bullshit. One second. That was in the member of Rabbi Yehuda Merav himself. Came along Rava and said, so why did Rava have a need to speak out Hekdish not? How the Heliger of Rabbi Yehuda Merav, when he wants to, he's not lazy. He speaks out that Hekdish is different. When it came to din number two, which is a prosta din of Shema Yovel Achlei, nothing to do with Ba'yirah, he bothered himself to speak out that Hekdish is different. So if the Heliger Yudam Arav didn't speak out Hekdish, obviously it wasn't relevant to Hekdish, because we're talking about the regular Chiyuv Darabon of Olav also by the Chometz, only applies to my Chometz. The answer is Rav argued. Rav came along and said, Rav ate it on. Rav held that Shema Yomav L'Achlai itself is also a reason to do Kfiyas Kli. And this is the big ufrais that Rava did. Rav Yehuda Merav didn't say you do Kfiyas Kli because of Shema Yomav L'Achlai. It could be Baal Batish, by the way. Kfiyas Kli doesn't help you for Shema Yomav L'Achlai. The guy's hungry, he'll pick up the Kli and take it. I know people like that. Yeah. Kfiyas Kli is a black Shema Yomav L'Achlai. It could be Baal Batish, by the way. But either way, Rav Yehuda Merav, it could be Fakert, by the way, I was thinking, in a Krumba Bar Park, in a way, that Fakert, you have the Kli there, so now you know where the Chometz is. It's the Chanach Bera, Nach Erger. But Akoponim, the Ayin Shom Hetev, yeah? Akoponim, the Nekutis Advar Biz, Rav Yehuda Merav's memory was Bechal, not because of Shami Avalach, Rav Yehuda Merav's memory was because of Chiyav Bir Adurabonan. You have a Chiyav Bir Adurabonan, so what are you thinking? Chometz, you have a Chiyav Bir Adurabonan, you can't move, you can't burn it, you put a Kli on it. Rav argued. Rav came along and said, no. There's another reason why he needs to do Kfiyas Kli. What's the other reason why he needs to do Kfiyas Kli? Because of Shami Yovel Achlei. No, says Rava, what about Hekdish? It's like, damn, Hekdish you don't need to do. That's why Rava was the one who ate it on. Rehuda Rav didn't say. Rehuda didn't have a need to say. Rehuda Rav didn't take a say. It's me, Nehe Bela Shitosa. Rehuda Rav didn't say Misham Hekeira. Because it's not because of Shami Yovel Achlei. He said a big din of a Drabonet that could be your Chometz, which doesn't have Shaykh Shami Yovel Achlei. It's not because of Shami Yovel, because of Bayer Rav Amatze. And therefore, it was possible that Rehuda said this. The Rivosh said this. The Rivosh said that the pashtus that you need to do kai for all of us is only when you're everybody Rav Amatze. Where did he take it from, by the way? He took it from Rav Yehuda Merav. He's from Yehuda Merav, who didn't say Mishum Hekeira. He built out that it's not because of Mishum Hekeira. So what's the reason why you're doing Kareful of Hasekli? If the Rav Yehuda Merav didn't say Mishum Hekeira, so the reason why you're doing Kareful of Hasekli is because of Chiyuv Bir Chametz. Bir Chametz, the Rivosh understood, is Meshach Shechas, is a sniff, is a sifkot, and it's in a Bayer Rav Amatze. This is the way Rabbanan said, take your Bayer Rav Amatze. So you need Kareful of Hasekli. Mela, it's Tav Nifla. Rava argued. Rava came along and said, no, maybe it's because of Shem Yavel Achle. If Shem Yavel Achle, it applied by a Kekdish. And they said, maybe it's Nifl Moir. You can't hear if you're talking. Yeah? When you talk good. When you hear first. Yeah? Listen carefully. Maybe it's Nifl Moir. I got up and I said, we have a wondrous Mivosh. And a Ramo who went in his footsteps. It had a shadow. The guy finds Goyesh HaChomets in his house of Pesach. He put a kli on it. But Dovah Medashini, why not? What happened to Shemayav HaLachli? The Ramo brought out a Chiddush. And the Rivosh had a whole apology. What was the tzad? Says the Rivosh, what my tzad is. Goyesh HaChomets and a man of Gabayi Ramot. And also put a kli on. And by the way, that's about what the Ramo meant to speak out. Is Aymer Ben Vishal, what do you mean, Goyesh HaChomets? What do you mean by Ramo? The retto vegan by Yerov. We're talking about a case where the guy did bittel already. Or it's not your chum. What's going on? What by Yerov? It's just like that. State in this Rivosh that the Rivosh understood that the din of Yerov Rav is not because of Shem Yerov Alachle. State that it's not because of Shem Yerov Alachle. It's not because of Shem Yerov Alachle. It's not because of Shem Yerov Alachle. It's a din of beer chametz. It's a din of beer chametz. It's a din of beer chametz. Beer chametz? Beer chametz? So then, Bir Chametz is only Yiddish Chametz. Bir Chametz is by Rabbi Matzai. You ask me, Bir Chametz is by Rabbi Matzai? We're talking about the Rabbanah take a beer. The answer is no, it's by Rabbi Matzai. And Dosh state on Mefurish Arishan, where he said the first, second, third, fourth day of this man, that the Rabbanah take a takana of B'dikas Chametz is because of by Rabbi Matzai. So the Rivosh began a whole dilemma. What happens if I find Goyesh Chametz on Pesach? Do I have to put a Kli on it? You have to put a kli on it. Maybe the din of kli has nothing to do with Shem Yehovah Lachle. Maybe the din of kli is just the din of Biru Chametz. The din of Mechitza of Yud is the din of Shem Yehovah Lachle. Yeah, but you're not doing a Mechitza over here. The din of Mechitza of Yud is because of Eker. That's a prostate din of Shem Yehovah Lachle. That applies to Goyesh Chametz. That's a no-brainer. That's a no-brainer. It applies to Hekesh also, if not for B'di Aminei. But the first thing, which is not Mishum Ekeira, said to Rivosh, Ver Zokt. Zokt to Rivosh, I have a complicated riot, but I have a Rava. I have a Rava. Rava said, a hoshta kotera that by hektish, you don't need to put on a kerev as a kli. Why? Because B'divli day, why does Rava have to say that? It's all by Rava. I'll say it's everything. The Rava ate it on that there is a din of Shemir Avalachloi. Even the din of kerev of a kli is also because of Shemir Avalachloi. Also, as the prostate did, not just as the din beer, the Rabban, which is connected by Rava. From there, the Rivosh had a raya, the chidish noyer that the Rama brought down, that if you find Goyesh HaChomets in your house, you put down a kli. That's never, never is pachat chodim.
Why would it be a
prostate
Shemir Ba'alchal and a Chametz Yisrael on the test?
I can't hear you.
Why would it be only a prostate
Shemir Ba'alchal
and a
Chametz Yisrael?
I didn't understand
what you're saying. Now, Rivash,
are you saying the first member there is no
Shemir Ba'alchal? Yeah, because it could be that Kli doesn't take care of it. You don't have a mocker to it. That's what I'm saying. From the first member of Yudam Rav, the fact that he didn't say Mishum Hekar means that from the first member of Yudam Rav, you don't have a riot that the din of Kfiyas Kli on Yom Tov is because of Shemir Ba'alchal. Why are you putting a kli down? Is it because of the Iker Din of Bir Chametz, which is based on Bayiro, or because of Shem Yehovah Lachle? What he's saying is that since Rabbi Yehuda Rav and his first member didn't say Mishum Hekeira, so you can't buy a ice before Yehuda Rav. You can buy ice, you can build a machita. When you build a machita, then the guy's not going to eat it. Who says Kfiyas Kli B'chal takes care of Shem Yehovah Lachle? Maybe Kfiyas Kli is from a different family in Gantan. It's from the Din of Bayiro Matzah. You're asking, what Bayiro Matzah? The guy did Bittel already. Dosh Teit Amafur is that the gather of the Rabbana the Gedin was. Now the Shaila is that a guy, he doesn't have the gather of the Rabbana. It's not my Chametz. I don't have the Chiyav Rabbana to go get rid of Goyesh HaChametz. The answer is said Rabba, it's Shem Yehovah Lachle. That's why the Rivosh said a Chiddush that you do Kfiyas Kli even on Goyesh HaChametz. You bought a Raya for Rabba, not for Yehuda Rav. That's Nifl of Oed HaMitash HaTayr. One second. That's my Riddick. That answers all the Diyukim. That's why Yehuda Rav didn't say Hekeir in the first din. That's why Yehuda Rav in the first din. They didn't speak about a goy because it was a no-brainer that a goy doesn't have to do it. Rava came along and switched the whole thing. And we see all this before us in the Rivosh that I printed out for you, that he had a very serious sad that you don't do koy for those on goyish chametz because there's no bayir by matzei. And by the way, the big simcha about this is the ultimate raya that there are two shemei yovel achlois. There's one shemei yovel achlois which tells a vekach chiyav beer on what? Which tells a vekach chiyav beer on what? On the din of, which tells a vekach chiyav beer on the din of bayir by matzei. And then there's another shemei yovel achlois about the prostadin, they don't have to go ahead and eat it. The marshal. The nafkamina will be, what happens if a guy finds chametz on Pesach? I'm going to say a shocking nafkamina, which will bring out the power of everything I just said, and then I'm going to say another nafkamina. What happens, a guy did bedikah, he did bittel, and then on chametz, he finds chametz in his house. So he puts a kli over it, by now he burns it. Does he make a bracha? So when Simon Tov Lamed Heis of Kohen Hei, the Mishnah Berurah is busy with that Echrayim, we bring it down, back and forth. Simon Tov Lamed Heis of Kohen Hei, Mishnah Berurah talks about, does the guy make another bracha? So one part of the equation is that Megeir tells that you rely on the bracha that you made before Yom Tov. One part of the equation is that rely on the bracha that you made before Yom Tov. Fine. But there's a Taz over there. The Taz over there is Ibn Tov Lamed. He says, if you find chametz on Pesach, you don't make a bracha. Why not? You're ready with Yaitzi and Mitzvah. You did your Mitzvah. You did your Bittul. You did your beer. You're Yaitzi the Mitzvah already. You're Yaitzi the Mitzvah. Says the Taz, what's the reason why Bechal you're doing Kreifel as a Kli and why you're burning it? What are you doing? You're doing it, or by Kreifel as a Kli for sure, you're doing it because Shem Yavalachli. There's a problem with Shem Yavalachli. You're Yaitzi your derice already. You're Yaitzi your derice, you're Yaitzi the bottom. Just there's a prostitute of Shem Yavalachli. Shem Yavalachli, you don't make a bracha for that. There's a problem about it. Mishamak, you don't make a bracha. The Fiat Varela, it could be, I say it could be, a difference between Yiddish Chometz and Gresh Chometz. The guy finds Yiddish Chometz on Pesach. I could hear it said that you make a bracha. Because that's the mainstream takana of the Rabbanan, of the Dikas Chometz. We're going to learn a Mitzvah Shem on Dab Zayin. We're going to spend a week or two on the famous sugya of brachas of Dikas Chometz, which spreads out to the Shas Shiloh of how you make brachas and mitzvahs. One of the famous sugyas in Shas. But the Rabbanan were masakin on the Dikas Chometz, the Rabbanan. You have to make a bracha. Hashem Yovel Achle, that a guy arbitrarily found a piece of Danish and he has to go get rid of it because he might come to eat it. They weren't Masakin of Bruch. It's not a Takanas of Chometz. It's Xero. Hashem Yovel Achle. It's not the mitzvah me the Rabbanon will be your Chometz. So I could theoretically hear a difference of this rage between Yiddish Chometz and Goyish Chometz. If I find Yiddish Chometz, so then I still call me the mitzvah of your Chometz. So maybe you'll make a Bracha. If it's Goyish Chometz, it's Hashem Yovel Achle. So even though you have to get rid of it because of Hashem Yovel Achle, but you won't make a Bracha. That would be a Nifla Dikanaf Kamina La Locha. If I find chametz on Pesach, I want to end off with one more gishmak hazach. That is, I saw some of the achrayim want to say a super lambda shavar to finish off this interesting gemara. There's a little toises over here that we didn't learn inside, but the toises on the bottom of the page, esakasha. The gemara says kreifel of a kli. So what happens? The guy finds chametz on Pesach in his dining room. He finds a Danish. He takes a kli from his closet, and he puts the kli on the. In fact, there's a kasha. The sheet is at hold that you can't do a ein dover nittel el tzorich dover hanittel. You can't move kli one for object two, which itself is muktzah. You can't move a kli for something which is muktzah. That's why it's a kasha. So Tzitz asks, how can you go take kri for levels a kli? How can you go take a kli? It's ein dover nittel el tzorich dover hanittel. You can't move A for B, which is not movable. So Bachanan over here, in Eischof Dalet, a very short Bachanan, he says, I don't understand. Watch this. Frekhi Bachanan, why are you moving the Kli? Shem Yavel Achle. So you're moving it for the Chametz, or you're moving it for you? Why are you moving the Kli? You're going to your closet, you're taking off out a bowl, and you're going to put it over the Chametz. Why are you moving the bowl? You're moving it for the chametz. Ein kli nittel el l'tzorich dover. I'm moving it for the chametz's sake. I'm moving it for me that I shouldn't come to eat it. Now it could be your bechonin says maybe that was like the second teretz. Taizin says that Hashem Yavalach. It could be, but he doesn't think the kasha to begin with. What's the kasha? What do you mean? Where's the kli? I'm moving it for myself. I'm not moving it for the chametz. Hamevin yovin that maybe ulai epsher like the rivash. It's very geshmak. Because the reason why you're doing kreifel as a kli is not the ikra for Shem Yavel Achle, at least if it's talking about Jewish chametz. The reason why you're moving the kli is why. The reason why you're moving the kli, l'chal pachas in the memory of Yehuda Merab, is because of the chiyuv b'ir chametz. So then, you have to know, is that called that I'm moving it for the yid, or I'm moving it in order for the chametz to be gotten rid of? I have a din b'ir chametz on the chefs of the chametz. The chametz has to be gotten rid of. And Tosis holds, that's called you're not taking the kli for the kli. Very interesting thought process. Would that be an answer to Rabbi Chonon's kasha? Tosis is a strange stuff. Tosis says, you're not allowed to move a kli for something that's muktzah. I'm moving it for the chametz. I'm moving it for me, that I shouldn't come to eat. The chametz is not b'chal a player in this equation. But if I learn like the first shot of Yehuda Merav, that you're not doing it for the Shem Yavalach. Shem Yavalach is not a reason to put down a kli. The reason why you're moving it is you have a chiyuv b'ir on the chametz. So maybe that's called that I'm moving it for the chametz. It's tzorich of the chametz that the chametz should be gotten rid of. Yesh la'ayin b'zehetiv. Is that a possible teretz of Rochon's kasha? That's an interesting nafkamina. We are now going to start the world famous sugya of Mefarish Vayesa b'Sheyara. Why is it world famous? It's world famous because in this Gemara is going to come out a whole new wave of rules of when is a person over by Rabbi Motzi. And I want to explain what I just said. Till now, Mayav Rabbeis, I want the Eilam to keep track, because we're heading now on to part four of the Sugya of Bayer of Amase. Till now, we had three Sugyas in the Sugya of Amase. One of these weeks, I'm going to print out for you a long Chazara sheet. The part one was, which Chametz are you over on? Goyish Chametz, Yiddish Chametz, another Jew, another Goy, Hegdish, Chefza, Gavra, Tzlachot, Dikha Chametz, that was part one. Part two was the sugya of achrayis, garam lamamim, what type of achrayis. Part three was what we call geography. Does it have to be in my rishos? Chemzah shanochri v'beis v'shanochri, chemzah shanochri rishos arabim, chemzah sheyisrael rishos arabim, the rabban, the mechilta, the ran, everything. The Israel agoinim, the yantif. Those are the three parts that we've spoken about at length about when are you over by Rabbi Matze. Now we get to part four. And part four is that out of nowhere, we'll see, it's not nowhere when we get into it, but out of nowhere, over here came out a whole bunch of rules about Rabbi Matze, when you're over, when you're not over, that we didn't hear before, but I want to see that we have to start taking them. Let's see. Vilmer, Rabbi Yudam Rav continues to lead us. Hamaforosh Vayetsu B'Sheyor Kredim Shleishim Yoyim. A guy went away before 30 days. Hanukkah time, he's already down in Orlando. Yeah, one of those guys. He stayed from Yom Kippur. They're laughing. That's the next thing. The next thing will be Yom Kippur in Orlando. That's for sure the next thing. What? You say? No, it's not. Not yet. People in Garishov are looking into it. Yeah? I don't know. What? Year-round vacation. You can just go into a nursing home straight, and they'll tie you to the bed. What? I'll be the chaplain. I'll come visit you. They have folk dancing. They string beads on the string. First activity period is stringing beads on the string. What do you think they do? Rice a little bit. Can you massage a little bit? And they'll daf yemi a little bit. Then they have salt-free, sugar-free lunch, ground down. That's Orlando. What is Orlando? They string beads on the string, huh? That's what they do. It's all the same thing. What they do is less than that. Akaponim, not so in your name. Escaping from life. All Rabbi Yehuda Marav. That's what this Gemara is about. These guys already appeared earlier. It's an old problem. I'm a forest by Yehuda B'Shayorah, Kredim Shleishim Yoyim. Ain't Zokar Vavara. He doesn't have to believe his comments. Tosh Shleishim Yoyim, Zokar Vavara. Amar Abaye, Hod the Amrit, Toish Leishim Zarkar Levar Leamor Nel Shaddai Delavzo. In 30 days, only if you plan to come back. Go slowly. I want to say an introduction now, okay? Listen carefully to the introduction. It's the basis of everything. Alain Dai Delavzo, Ein Zarkar Levar. If you don't plan to come back, you're not Chayiv even in 30 days. So the Chayiv in 30 days, when you plan to come back for Pesach, it means before 30 days, even if you plan to come back, you're not Chayiv. Avali Rava, I don't say you. I mean, you're telling me that the chilek between 30 and not 30, before 30, after 30, is for the daita lavzo? Can't be. He daita lavzo. If you're planning to come back, I feel the Rosh Hashanah nami. If you're planning to come back, you're chayiv, Rosh Hashanah. Alam Rava, hold on with the Kodim Shosh Nirmain Zarkov Alam El Shein daita lavzo. I will daita lavzo Rosh Hashanah Zarkov Alam. One second. And then, when are you chayiv after 30? When it's ain't daita lavzo, because the split of before 30 and after 30 is when it's ain't daita lavzo. Okay. So how many machlekes are now between Abayev Rava? Two machlekes. L'chayr at first glance, we're going to speak about this in the coming days. Two machlekes and no shachas to each other. There are two machlekes between Abaye and Rava, which l'chayr have no shachas to each other. Ba'azra is varay. One machlekes is, we'll talk about within 30 days. Within 30 days, Abaye says, you're only chayiv if you plan to come back. Rava says, within 30 days, you're chayiv no matter what. I repeat. The first machlekes is within 30 days. Abaye says you only chayiv toyer shleishim yoyim if you plan to come back. Rava says you don't plan to come back within 30 days. You have. Now that machlekes, I want to say the tzuras hadvarim. What's that machlekes? So Abaye says like this. That's a no-brainer. Everybody agrees. I want to start off the sugya somewhere. Okay, that's a no-brainer. If a guy is at home on lel yudalad, a guy is home b'shas b'dikas chametz, and he's planning to go away for yontif, we'll start off with there. We'll start off with the baseline. A guy is at home on Lel Yadalad, he's home in the night of B'dikas Chometz, and he's planning to go away. Pashtos. Yeah, he didn't take the extra night free. Yeah, so he's going to go fly Erev Yontif. What's the Pasha Pasha that did? He's Chayef B'digas Chamash or not Chayef B'digas? He says, no, I'm not going to be home, I'm going away. Pasha is Chayef. Why? Because the Zman Achiev is now, you're at home, do your B'digas Chamash. That's the Pashtas. What's the Shaila of a guy who's within 30 and he's coming back? Says Abaye, only if you're coming back. Why? Because just like this, it's within 30 days. If I come back, I'm going to be Chayef, right? So within 30 days, says Abaye, you have to worry about the Chiev you're going to have when you get back. So what does 30 days do? 30 days, Shoshin Yeruch, Fnei HaChag says that I have to worry about the Chiyuv I'm going to have when I come back. When I come back on Yontif, I'm going to have a Chiyuv. So within 30 days, I already have to worry about the Chiyuv I'm going to have. What happens if I don't plan to come back? So I say, look, it's not Erev Yontif. If it's Erev Yontif, I'm sitting at home, I have to do it. But if it's not Erev Yontif, so I don't have a Chiyuv. I only have the Chiyuv I'm going to have tomorrow. Tomorrow I don't have a Chiyuv, I won't be home. So Abaye says within 30 days, even though it's within 30 days, but if you don't plan to come back, there's no reason why happening because of it. I'm not going to be home on Pesach. I'm not going to be home Leil Yedalot. I'm not going to be home Pesach. I eat within 30 days. So what? Within 30 days is not the Zman of the Chiyuv. If I plan to come back on Pesach, so then within 30 days, I have a Chiyuv to worry about the Chiyuv that I'm going to have. What does Rava hold? Rava holds no. Within 30 days, you have a Chiyuv. So whether you plan to come back or not plan to come back, the Chiyuv B'dikas Chometz is Chal, Shleishim Yom L'Fenachak. That's the machlekes of within 30 days. Within 30 days, Abaye says, if I don't plan to come back, within 30 days, not a sikh lashbi chayiv, if I plan to come back and I'm going to have a chiyiv on Yontif, so within 30 days, I have to daig about the chiyiv I'm going to have. Rava holds, no. Rava holds, whether you plan to come back or not, shleishim yoyim is the zman of the chiyiv. So whether you plan to come back or not, once you get into the shleishim yoyim range, you're ready chayiv to do b'dikas chometz. Big machlekes. Now there's another machlekes, which is what happens before 30 days. Where I'm not in the range of Pesach, and I plan to come back. Says Abaye, I don't care. I'm not mechuyev for Pesach responsibilities. And what does Rava hold? I eat before 30 days. Mazeh. He know Rava also agrees there's a thing called 30 days. Well, how do I know that Rava agrees there's a thing called 30 days? Because he agrees that when you don't plan to come back, the chiyuv only starts from when? From 30 days. So that means he agrees that chiyuv Pesach starts from 30 days. So why does he hold that when I plan to come back, on Pesach, I don't care if you left Hanukkah time or Rosh Hashanah time. That's the Chayron no Machlekes. It's not because you have Chiyuv Pesach already. You don't have Chiyuv Pesach. It's Rosh Hashanah. It's Hanukkah. But the word is Baal Batish. Since you're going to end up on Pesach, and you might end up eating it on Pesach, so if it's tight to Lassel, like Rashi speaks out, you're going to what it go. That's the Chayron the Pashem Shadir. So there are two Machlekes, which have Machlekes to each other, by the way. One is within 30 days, Mechel Achiyah B'dikas Chometz, even if I don't plan to come back. Abaye says no. Plan to come back, then you have the chiyuv of tomorrow. You don't plan to come back now. The Rava says, no, within 30 days you have a chiyuv, even if you're not going to be the Pesach. And then there's a new machlekes. The new machlekes, by the way, is Baal Batish Kemat. If you plan to come back on Pesach, so I don't care when you're leaving the mice, you're going to turn from Pesach, you're going to have problems. That's the general tsuras advarm of the two machlekes and of Abaye and Rava. Now, the major issue, the first major issue that we're going to talk about among many is, what's the case? The guy did bittul. It's a deraisa gemara or a derabanan gemara? Is it deraisa gemara or it's a derabanan gemara? Is it deraisa gemara or it's a derabanan gemara? What is this? So we're going to see tomorrow mitzvah Hashem b'shatoyv mutlachas. Many of the rishonim that say this gemara is talking about the derabanan. You did bittul. We're talking about a guy who did bittul and the guy's okay. Many of the rishonim we're going to see tomorrow speak out, and we'll show you where to see all the rishonim. They were talking about a guy who did bittul already. The gemara said the rabbanan did a gemara. When do I put the chiyuv bira chametz rabbanan? We did bittul. He took care of it. In Rashi Shteinish, and this Rashi is one of this is Rashi the most controversial Rashi that exists in Sachem. Rashi says, "Afilu Rosh Hashanah nami, dechihodu me'apesach over alei yoiver, vahi shaita lav reshusehu delavatli." It can be the bittul. Ve'enu shaloi. Also ba'ano. How much blood was spilled on this Rashi? Have memories from this Rashi. 50 years ago. I bumped into this Rashi for the first time and I heard this Marshal for the first time. 50 years ago. Leah, I know her. Yeah. I hope in 50 years from now you remember that you heard this Marshal first by me. Yeah. Not 50 years, it's 49 years. I was in 8th grade. Why are you laughing? I'm Sochem in 8th grade. Do you remember what you learned in 8th grade? In the Marcus? And which position did that get you into? Yeah. We saw Bashal. In the other city. So this is shocking. What does this say? What does Rava say? Rava says if you're going to come back on Pesach, so you're going to be everybody Rabba Motzei. Right? Everybody Rabba Motzei. Figure Hakasha, what do you mean everybody? I didn't do Bittel, right? You didn't do Bittel. So what do you have to come back for? It's not Meshagetz. That's the big problem. The big problem in this Rashi is that if we're talking about a guy who didn't do Bittel and the guy's playing with the rices, so then what does he have to come back for? He's not Meshagetz. Wherever he's sitting over there, since Rosh Hashanah, he went off to who knows where. He went off to wherever he went to, and he's still there. He doesn't plan to come back. But the guy says, Chometz in his house, everybody wants it. What does it mean, Re'eyu? What does it mean, the guy saw it? What does that mean? After see Chometz? How can we have to see Chometz? What's the Pella? We just learned before. Vayatmin, Yechayv, we don't see it. Lay Matze. Wonder what's going on in this Rashi over here. And the Rashi's in the Rice of the Garage. We're going to talk a great, great, great length about this Rashi. The Mashal over here, who's the Mor Deshmaitza on this Rashi, says a revolutionary new Yisoy in the Home of Sachta, which we're going to have to talk about by Rehovah Gedele, the Shotev, and Mutzlachas.